Uh-huh. You know, we live here in this community. I just see them ride by. I don't know them. They don't know me. Mm-hmm. But then again, suppose I'm on the road somewhere and have trouble. Hey, that's old Waller there. He live in Meridian. Let's see if we can help him here. I might be really need some help. You know, so I said, think of it in that way. You know, you might see them, might not even see them again until next year. But then again, when they pass by, if you see them, you know them. You know, how you doing? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Can I help you? I have a flat tire. I don't have a spare. I need to walk to get one or something. Sure, I'll give you a ride. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know them mm-hmm. person, you don't know you don't know them. You're not gonna mm-hmm. stop. And mm-hmm. that's the way I am. I don't pick up a stop for no one that I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care who they are, what color they are. Yeah. You know, you just can't do it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So yeah. It was a beautiful occasion. I mean, and people came and they didn't get grab a plate and go. That's what I was afraid of. Mm-hmm. They ate and sat around until, say, 3 o'clock that evening. Mm-hmm. We started that morning. We had the short program at church, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. That's when we started with the program. I think it was 10 or 11. Maybe 10, I think. We started at 10. And, well, it was supposed to have started 10. I put that. We just started about 10:45. That's what it was. But then after we got through with the little short program, the pastor of the church did the welcome, and I mean, he did a welcome, I tell you, that man welcome. Oh, that was a welcome. Well, he's an elderly man, and he's been exposed to a lot in his days. He have a lot of experience, and he can just stand up and just welcome you to death. You know, he can just do it, and it's natural. And he gave him a welcome, I tell you, and I know that they would always remember everyone. And I think I did the history, and Bert Sams, this retired minister, I was telling him he did the prayer and the well. I mean, the prayer and read the scriptures, and the part of the scriptures that he read was the part where Jesus, the young lawyer, asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And then he told him about the man that was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. And I think he said a priest came by and he saw the man in the ditch and he walked on the other side. A Levite came by and he changed side. He walked on the other side. And this Samaritan, which was a foreigner, and Jews and Samaritans didn't have no demons at all in those days. But he stopped and took the man out of the ditch, you know the story, and took him on to the inn and paid the innkeeper and told him, "Say, you take care of him and whatever's right. When I come back, if it's not enough, I'll pay the rest." And then Jesus asked him, "Now, which one do you think was a neighbor to him?" And he said, "Well, I suppose the one who showed compassion." He said, "Well, that's what you ought to do. Go and do likewise." You know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that was the scripture that he read. But it was real nice, I tell you. Mm-hmm, it was something mm-hmm. that we're looking forward to already for the next year.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Good. That'll bring neighbors closer together. And mm-hmm. and I told him, I said, "Now, there's no need for me to tell you that everyone in this community that you would want to know." Mm-hmm. You may not even want to know some mm-hmm. of them. And that's for both races. I don't care who you know. And I said, I told Jackie at the post office, "There are some blacks that I don't want in my yard when I'm home." Mm-hmm. You know, and there are some blacks that I don't want in my yard at no time. Mm-hmm. When I'm home, I'm not. But there are some blacks and some whites that I could send to my house and say, "Here, I'll give you the key to my house, go in the central room and bring me such and such a thing," and then they'll do that. Mm-hmm. But there are mm-hmm. some will go in there and it'll come up with more than what you're saying for, you know what I mean? So, and that's in both races, you know. It doesn't, you can find some good and bad in every race. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. But the most of the ones that we met that came out there, the blacks, I don't know, you know. There are some blacks that didn't come. There are some whites that didn't come. They live in this community. Now, there are some who had legitimate excuses for not coming. And then there are some that I'm not sure about. They gave excuses, but I don't think they were legitimate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They some people stand off not. And see how this thing going to go.
Yeah. You
know?
That's true.
And now, next year, those that didn't come, I'm sure they'll be there.
Uh-huh. What about in past years, was there ever any kind of